I'm not looking forward to this trip. I got a feel for it when I flew over before.
His flying over in Air Force One does not do it justice. And then I have been all around this city, and I am very frustrated because we are not able to marshal resources, and we're outmanned in just about every respect.
Looking forward to my trip down there. I'm looking forward to talking to the people on the ground.
You know the reason why the looters got out of control? Because we had most of our resources saving people, thousands of people.
Now's the time to love a neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself. We had 1,200 troops arrive yesterday, I'm told. We're going to have 1,200 today, 1,200 more. These are troops especially trained for military police work. We are going to restore order in the city, and all people of this country expect there to be law and order, zero tolerance.
I need reinforcements. I need troops, man. This is a national disaster. Get every doggone Greyhound bus line in the country and get their asses moving to New Orleans.
Thousands of people's lives have been saved immediately. And that's good news. Fellow citizens must understand that we're talking years. Now, we're not talking years to get people rescued. We're talking days. You know, I am satisfied with the response. It's good news.
Every day that we delay, people are dying.
I got some good news on the pipeline. We thought it would be at 47% capacity. It's going to be significantly more than that, which is good news. The EPA suspended rules so that we could use types of gasoline, which attracted fuel from overseas. That's good.
I told everybody the importance of the 17th Street Canal issue. We said, please, please take care of this. We don't care what you do. Figure it out.
Who'd you say that to?
Homeland Security, FEMA.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. The FEMA director's working 24. They're working 24 hours a day.
You name it, we said it. And, you know, they allowed that pumping station to go underwater. There is nothing happening.
Listen, we're going to have a problem this weekend when it comes to gasoline. Just like they got a problem here.
And they're feeding the public a line of bull, and it's spinning.
There's a lot of aid surging toward those who have been affected.
And people are dying.
The results are acceptable in New Orleans.
We authorized $8 billion to go to Iraq. Lickety-quick. After 9/11, we gave the president unprecedented powers to take care of New York and other places. Now, you mean to tell me that a place where you probably have thousands of people that have died and thousands more that are dying every day, that we can't figure out a way to authorize the resources that we need?
I don't think anybody can be prepared for the vastness of this destruction. We've got a job to defend this country in the war on terror. We'll secure our country from the terrorists, and we'll help rebuild this part of the world.
I don't want to see anybody do any more goddamn press conferences.
These are tough times. You know, there's a lot of sadness, of course. But there's also a spirit here that is uplifting.
Put a moratorium on press conferences. I'll do another press conference until the resources are in this city.
You know, this is a huge task that we're dealing with. The good news is we know what we're going to do, and we're going to get it done.
It's too doggone late. Get off your asses and let's do something, and let's fix the biggest goddamn crisis in the history of this country.
We're going to get somebody who knows what they're talking about when it comes to rebuilding cities. I'm going to delegate. The good news is, and it's hard for some to see it now, that out of this chaos is going to come a fantastic Gulf Coast.
You know, God is looking down on all this. And if they are not doing everything in their power to save people, they are going to pay the price.
Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house, he's lost his entire house, there's going to be a fantastic house, and I'm looking forward to sitting on the porch.
Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather?